Thank you, God. It's an honor to be here right now in your presence and to enjoy the flow of your spirit upon our lives this morning. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy and your love. Thank you, Father, Lord God, for drawing us to yourself. Thank you, Father, for your healing power, your grace, abundance upon our lives right now in your presence. Thank you, Lord God, for the fullness of joy. Thank you, Lord God, for pleasures forevermore. Thank you, Father God. We enjoy all this because of the cross of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, gave his life for us, brought us to you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Father. It's a great privilege to be here today. Thank you, Father. All our hearts, all we can say is thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love. Thank you for all you said to do in our lives. There's so many things we've not seen, and we thank you, Lord, because you've made provision for them. We know we enter into them. Thank you, Father. Your name be praised forevermore. As we see and receive your word today, Lord, we are transformed by your word. No soul here will go back the same. In the name of Jesus, yokes are destroyed, burdens are lifted today in the name of Jesus, even healings for our bodies in the mighty name of Jesus, restoration for our souls in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Your name be praised forevermore. God's people said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't know what's happening to your enemies right now. The victors are always shouting. Welcome somebody by your side. Welcome somebody by your side. It's good to see you. I'm happy you're here today. I'm happy you're here today. Come and I appreciate all our all of you worship with us for the first time. You coming here for the first time. I love you. I'm happy you're here today. So if today is your first time here, we love you. And we're happy you're here today. I trust you'll be blessed today by the word of God, by the Spirit of God, by the people of God. Yes. All right. I want to also welcome all those that have joined us online. We love you. We're happy you're here today. Everywhere around the world, we love you. We love you. We love you. We know you're there. We see you. We know you're there, and we're excited. We're excited you're with us today. Excited you're with us today. All right. And I felt first thing to do today was to give you an update on our project. And this being, again, the final month, we're hoping that we can really do so much this month. And if you've not given, you could give. You know, we started a project 2 months ago to expand kingdom expansion offering. We started giving an offering to God to expand the kingdom, to expand our current work and what we're doing. And 2 months ago, we started giving. We talked to you about it. It's on our social media platforms everywhere. You would know about it. If you don't know about it, then you didn't want to know about it because we talked about it. And I want you to know that I said it already, but I think it's good you know again officially today that we've gotten a place for Lagos, a big, good place that has been settled. Lagos has been settled, so we're establishing Lagos, and we're expanding Benin and planting Asaba. So Lagos established. You know, in Lagos we got a guy came to church for the first time some 3 weeks ago. Just came to church, and then the next week he came with his wife and a child, and with a neighbor. He came with his neighbor to church, and we're trusting that they'll be established and they keep growing. And then in Okada, we had a very particular and interesting testimony. I just want you to know this, so that you know what we are giving to us and we're touching lives. You may not see them here right now, but things are happening here and there. And in Okada, a lady shared this testimony. She was wild because she, you know, ladies are selfie. So she's going about, and so she got to a place
and she took a selfie. And
the background of the selfie was our church banner. So she got back, you know, you get back home looking at all the pictures, and look at this one. What's that behind? And so she zoomed in and saw the church. That was on Monday or thereabout. Zoomed in and saw the church banner. And she told herself, what church is this? Okay, I'll go to that church on Sunday. So from the selfie, she already made up her mind. She's going to go to that church because the thing was captured clearly behind her. What pastor church and all that stuff. So she said, I'm going to go on Sunday. But so, no, what happened? No, that's not the end of the whole thing. What happened was that a friend who was a member of our church invited her to church on Wednesday. So she, as they were going and going and going, she said, this is the church I already said I was going to come to on Sunday. So she came to the church on Wednesday, and I trust and know she'll be there today because she told us, I have this picture already. I have your church logo. I have your church banner already in my phone, and I was hoping to come. And so a little gift, you know, just to help put that banner up. So what did that? And then the friend inviting her and reinforced it. She said, this has to be God. Because she didn't know, maybe she just felt, I'll look at it on Sunday before I go. So it was when they go there, like, this is the church. I showed the friend, and the friend was sharing, and they were sharing it on church, and they shared his colors, and I was like, that also. And Pastor Favor over our card, I said, the angels are doing our outreach for us now. Angels are doing our outreach, and we're just laughing. So it's great. So things are happening everywhere. And with us here, things are happening too. Glory to God. So I want you to give and be encouraged. When we give, we do something, we build God a house, we buy equipment, or we fix a banner, or we rent a space for church. We're doing a great work. You're doing so much. You might not even know what's happening, but great things are happening. And even over at Ugbowo, I mean, people are still coming to church. We're having, last week we had about five people. Ugbowo Church is close to the school campus, so, you know, the schools are on break and all that, but the church keeps on running. And we just feel to just run, just maybe. No, but I mean, people are coming. Lives have been blessed. People have been changed, I'm telling you. So it's a great work here. And over here, come on, should we be talking about us here? Things are happening here. And things are happening here. And we want to expand. We want to reach out to more people. And so we want to live this way. So Lagos is done. Now, next up is Benin. And we want to move out, get a bigger place. And so we can touch more people. We want to have a children's church section, a studio, fixed studio. We're able to mount our projector so you can get the songs, sing along, and join in the worship. So please give. If not giving, or you're not yet a part of that, of this offering, give an offering to the Lord. We said that since February. We're raising about 4.5 million. We've gone some way. We've not gone all the way we need. And we need so much. We still need so much. So if you're giving before, you can still please give. Give again, because we still need so much. We still need so much. 4.5 million, we just covered Lagos, just barely Lagos, taking almost a very reasonable portion of that. And we are the big boys. So we're going to take a very small portion to do so much. So if you give, and let's do this project this month. I don't know, we might need to extend a little bit to next month, but I trust God that by April your gifts can come in, and then you could also help us. We contacted several agents and looking to get a decent space. We've not seen one we like. We've seen some. We've not seen the one we like. And we've not seen the one around also the location we want. We don't want to go too far. So at least, you know, you have to now start moving so far. We don't want to go too far. So if you get somebody that can help us also, let us know. So we can get this done as soon as possible. You know, we settle in and we start to run. It's far better for us through the year. Amen. And then our back to school project is running. Seriously, it's running. And we couldn't go when we wanted to in February, but we are going just now. I think the term has rounded up. They're beginning a new term next month or thereabout. Begin a new term next month, May. All right. They begin a new term. When they begin that new term, we'll come. We'll announce the date. We've actually gotten everything. We've got 10 bags, water bottles, uniforms, books, a carton of books, biros, pencils. We've gone over hundreds of thousands already. So we're ready with the gift. We need you to be there to participate and share the joy with the children, and then take a lot of pictures, and then let people see that the Lord is good. Come on. Hallelujah. So be a part of these projects here. Give for that project, and then give to us an offering for the church expansion. It's powerful. When you do that, you know, you partner with God. You partner with God, and you see the blessings of God upon your life. You do it because you love God. And He blesses you too. Amen. All right.
We begin a new series today. I want to talk to you about getting something from nothing. Is it possible? It's possible. I want to talk to you about getting something from nothing. So you could really get something from nothing. And I want to show you that principle today from the Word of God. Next few weeks, I'll be talking about this. I want to do 3 hours. So take note of this. Now, I'm going to do this 1 hour on Wednesday when I come. When we come together in church on Wednesday, I'm going to do this teaching also. Yep. Then on Sunday, I'll finish up. Then the upper Sunday is Easter Sunday. I'll share with you another mystery of Easter. I mean, bless your life. Bless your life. So I want to have 3 hours. So I'm going to touch on this subject on Wednesday when we come. Oh, that even reminds me. Now we're going to, okay, let me go into the teaching. We're going to teach you. You can come and announce that. So please be available on Wednesday so you can participate in this teaching, because I do my teachings on Sunday and then something else on Wednesday, but now I'm going to do this on Wednesday. So join us again on Wednesday so that by Sunday next week I'll be having my 3 hours and we'll be done with this subject. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can we get something out of nothing? The Bible says yes. You see, in the arsenal of the believer, there are a lot of things that he can do. He can praise, he can pray, he can give, he can worship, he can dance, just a single dance. He can laugh in the spirit, he can speak in tongues. And there are a lot of things a believer, you see, when we talk about Christianity and God and this life with God, I mean, there are a lot of things we need to engage in. And one of the things we need to engage in, and I want to talk about the next few weeks, next 3 hours, it's fasting and the believer. And it is in fasting that I want to show you how in fasting, where you're doing nothing, you actually get a whole lot of something. Fasting, you're doing nothing, and you can get a whole lot of stuff from fasting. And you can add fasting. You should add fasting to your arsenal. You should learn to fast. It's important. And so I hope that through the course of this teaching, you would develop a hunger, an appetite to fast. A hunger to fast. And you begin to long to expand and to go bigger and richer and stronger from actually doing nothing. God is the master of this thing. And then he has given us room for us, you and I, to participate in becoming and receiving so much from our lives from actually doing nothing. He calls us to himself and say, come, do nothing, get blessed. Do nothing. Because in fasting, you're actually not doing anything. In giving, you are giving. Brothers and sisters, in giving, you are giving. In praying, you are praying. Come on. In studying the word, you're studying the word. But in fasting, you did nothing. And that brings you a lot of reward. Are you still here? So we want to learn to do nothing and just be with the Lord. Fasting is so powerful. It's one of the powerful keys in your arsenal, and it is one of the things that the devil don't want you to do, learn about or do. Come on. And it is something that you think is nothing. And you think you say it's nothing. And that's why I'm saying, yes, it's nothing. I agree. But if it's nothing, why don't the devil want you to fast? Why wouldn't the devil free you to fast? Because he won't let you fast. You won't let yourself fast. You don't have a hunger to fast. Why? It's very powerful. It's very powerful. And I want our church. I want this church. I want World Pastor, worldwide, international, global, to get a handle of these truths. And from these 3 hours, I want people to rise up fasting, crying to their God in fasting, where you humble yourself before God and you come before God. Many a times we desire so many things in our lives. We desire, I mean, fasting is a door. It's powerful. Let me can I just go on talking to you? All right. You see, Pastor, I need financial breakthrough. Fasting does that for you. Pastor, I need financial breakthrough. I need healing for my body. I need a relationship, a partner, a life partner. There are things I'm looking for. And you might have worked hard for these things. You work hard for them. You even have prayed about many of these things. You prayed about them. You prayed. So you would have cried for them. You work hard. And then you've not seen them. I want to introduce you to fasting, where now you can get these things you require, but from doing nothing. From doing nothing, and all you have to do is wait upon the Lord. Where you go, wait upon the Lord. You stay with the Lord. Just come and stay with Him, doing nothing, and then bam, these doors open for you. That's fasting. You add fasting to these things. You add fasting to it. And so when we add fasting, and in fasting, we humble and we come before God. Where we say, this is fasting. I'm just going to try. That's why I said, let me talk to you first. I have a lot of scriptures. Don't worry. So in fasting, I have desires. I want to know God more. I want to be better than I am. I want to break a habit in my life. The habits I want to break, I want to know God more. Could be that spiritual. Oh, I want to win more souls. I want to increase. I want to see more souls saved through my life, through our ministry. I want to see my zone expand. I want to see my life bringing more fruit. I want to see things in my life that I've not seen. Promises that have not come to pass in my life. I want to expand in my finances. You have all those desires. Let me tell you what fasting is now. In prayer, fast, worship, and all that, you do something. But in fasting, what fasting does is reverse the process. It brings us to a place, a powerful place, where what we now say is, God, all those things I want is you. So in fasting, I stop. Fasting is a pause. Nothing. I do nothing. I stop. I have to stop. I can't keep doing this year in, year out. 365 days, I'm working. No. In fasting, I just stop. I'm not shouting. I don't even have energy to shout. I'm just weak there. And all I can do is before the Lord and say, Lord, I've come to you. You are all I need. You are all I want. Fasting, I'm saying, Lord, I want to develop intimacy with you. I want to get to know you more. I want to spend my time so I be quiet so I can, I can do what? I can hear. Because I can't go about my destiny and get that car or get that house or buy that land without actually hearing. Everything comes back to God. So in fasting is so simple. It's bringing you back to God and say, Lord, I want to come to hear you. I want to come to be with you. Tell me something. I don't want to go run around. Tell me something. And so I stop. I say, I'm not going to eat. It's a spiritual statement. It's a spiritual statement that the spirit realm understands. When a man enters into fasting, that realm understands, this man is no longer eating. The first question in the spirit realm is why? Aha, why? Why? You are saying something, but you are quiet. But you're not saying anything. You are saying something, not saying anything. Because the spirit realm is, why is he not eating? Why not rush to the stomach? But he's saying no to the stomach. He says, it's God I want. I want to be with him. I want to have time to be with God. I'm not here anymore. I want my appetite to go here. I want my flesh to long for him. Hunger and long for him. So my flesh, this cry of my heart that I've been talking about in prayer, Lord God, do it for me. Oh Lord God, I want to expand my business. Oh God, this crying and this shouting and all that stuff I've been doing. Now, I'm not just going to be doing it from my head and praying even from my spirit. My body will join. And then in all that, you are calmer. In all that, you just be with the Lord. And to say true today, true tomorrow, I'm not taking anything. Just juice or water, something. I'll talk to you about all that. So I have a lot of stuff to cover. Then you spend time with the Lord. In doing that, you come to him. Now you come to him. He is everything. Fasting, you declare it plainly. You are everything. I'm not saying, Lord, I'm not fasting and saying, listen, you have to get it right. I'm not going to say, Lord, give me house. I'm fasting and say, Lord, yeah, fasting is not for house. House comes as a result of that. I'm not going on hunger strikes. You're not saying, hey, let's give him, oh, hey, he has not eaten, oh, he will soon die, you. Oh. Come on, God, don't get moved by that. Fasting is not just not to eat. Fasting, are you still here? It's a private something. It's an inside something. Inside. There's a change inside of your heart. Fasting is changing you because you are with God in fasting. And guess what's happening? You are changing inside. You are more tuned to Him. You can hear. You are quiet. You have even created more time to be with Him. If you create more time to be with God, you can hear Him better. Create more time to be with God, you would also love, you your love for Him would increase. You hear Him better, you speak to Him clearly, and then your body would also be communicating. Your body is communicating. And you, while the spirit realm can understand, let me tell you something. I think Jensen Franklin said this, and it's very powerful. And I got it from him. I said, this guy, this thing is powerful. He said something. He said, while we can be talking in prayer, and we're doing all that in prayer, but when when we are fasting, our flesh is in constant communication. That is one of the ways to pray without ceasing, actually. Our flesh is the constant communication. If you fast from 6 a.m. down to 6 p.m., in that state where you are hungry, your body is crying for something and you are denying your body, you are actually saying something all through that hour, even when you are walking. You could be walking. If I'm doing something, that I might not be praying. But if I am fasting at that very moment, throughout the day, throughout the time of that fast, my body is actually crying while I'm going about doing my duty. So that's a wow to me. I don't know if it's a wow, but a real wow, right? I'm like, boy, so I can go in my fast, I have to go to work. Somebody say, but Pastor, I have to go to work. That's fasting, powerful. So you're up, you're doing, nobody knows. I bring the file. Okay, rub the file there. So, madam, I bring said push that in there. You do that. You just, you're cool and all that. And you say, but Pastor, I didn't pray today. I was very busy in the office. Who said so? Well, I was doing. And you have to remind yourself. You say, no. Lord, in that moment, Lord, I need you more than anything. You're not praying. No, Lord, I need you more than anything. I stop today. I stop. You see now, I stop today. Look at what my body is doing. Because I know why I'm doing this. The question is, why is he not eating? They ask the question. Your heart gives the answer. The spirit realm sees it. That won't let anybody fast. You see? So you can do something. So can we just begin to look at scriptures? Take your Bible to Genesis. Or rather, let's start from Matthew chapter number 6. Matthew chapter number 6. Well, the first book of the New Testament or the first book of the Old Testament, which one would you choose? We can keep the pleasure this way. Where are you now? I'm the pastor. I said the other one, you jumped to the other one, you didn't clarify for me which one I actually wanted you to go to. I'm going to Genesis. If you want to stay in Matthew, Bell, you can stay in Matthew. Genesis chapter number 25. Let's do Genesis first. I want to teach you because my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When you don't know the power of fasting, you don't fast. And the devil just robs you of it. It's a secret weapon. Fasting is you. Do you know that fasting is that internal something? It's internal something. It's internal, not just internal in your body, in your system, but internal because it's private. And you know that the power of our lives always come from the private. Come from the private, when we are in the secret place. Then nobody sees you. You could even see me pray 1 hour. Blah, 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 but you don't even know when I'm part. That's a private hidden something inside. in that fast, in that private place, nobody knows. Their private inner discipline. There's so much power. Because most of our disciplines and all we do, they are external, they are activities outside. We have to run, we have to go for outreach, we do all that. All that is good. We're not going to stop doing all that. Don't say, no, I'm not going to do anything again. I'm just going to be fasting. All right, you just die. But the idea is that we do all those stuff outside. You can see all that. You can even see the guy. You can see the guy, you know, preaching. Well, you can't see the guy fasting. It's between him and God. That's powerful. That private discipline. The discipline you could be here doing 1 week, nobody knows. 1 week with the Lord. Powerful. Powerful. In those times, those days with the Lord, you go into places, into stuff. And in this, stay with me, in fasting, you hear his voice, he speaks to you, he can break you, he changes you. Fasting don't change God, fasting changes you. Doesn't change God, changes you. You are more attuned, you know what to do because he'll speak to you. Then he'll tell you some of the things within you that must break. Because I'll show you scripture, show you, where you have to, where fasting has to do with what you do. So you come to him quietly and you come to him, Lord, I've been asking and praying for a car. I've been crying for a car. And now I stop. I want to do nothing. I just want to come to you. You are more than a car. You are more than all the money I require. So I just want to come to you. That's what I mean now. By these 3 days, I declare to fast. I'm not going to eat anything. I'm going to come to you. And then you come to him. Then you come to him. You're quiet. You wake up in the morning. No rice to cook. No beans to cook. Nothing to do. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. It frees up some of your time. Come on. Come on. Frees up some of your time. You don't even need to run around anymore in the morning. I'll get to all that part later. Because that's not where I want to stay. Those are just fringe benefits. But the main stuff. So he said, Lord, I know I've been crying for a car and all that. I've not seen a car. I don't know why. I don't know what's happening. But these 3 days, I don't want anything. I want you. You are more than a car. You are more than this money to me. So you go to him. And then guess what? In prayer and fasting, he tells you this thing you have been doing. You are fasting, no? The way you attend to people, just talk to people and stop that. Watch your tongue. Pastor, we have not preached to watch your tongue. He has not told you the way you talk because he doesn't even know the way you talk. He doesn't follow you to your house. See, the way you talk, watch your tongue. Your attitude is so bad. You are fasting, no? Where is that all coming from? From him. He's changing you. After that 3 days, you come and say, no, I heard God's voice. Don't do this, do this, do this. As you start doing those things, the breakthrough you have been crying about comes. Then the next thing, believers will jump to say again, fasting is very powerful. God is very powerful. God is very powerful. So I say, prayer is powerful. I say, no, prayer is not powerful. God is powerful. I do something. In fasting, just let me talk to you, hear me. Fasting brings me to God. Brings me to God. I don't want anything again. I know I've said I wanted many things, but now I'm saying it clearly. You are more than everything I want. So I want to come and meet you. Let me see if I have you, whether I will not have car. You understand? I don't know. You think you get, that's the, you just bring out the card and just, oh yeah, I dropped that card. Let's see what will happen. Because you can't have God and not have those things. You can't. So it says here. Well, you say, no, what I want to do now is have you. I'm tired. Running around trying to get things. I walk every day and I just do it. I want to kill myself. No. I'd rather just not take something in and rather spend time with you. And so I spend time with you and then you tell me things. You tell me what to do. You even direct me. Give me directions on my life. Directions on my life. And I go. You can't just keep eating through and through, going in the strength of flesh. Fasting is going in the strength of spirits. Going in the strength of spirits, not eating now. Spirits comes in and take over. That jet is faster. When you take that jet, you get greater results. I'm telling you, you get greater results in fasting. Greater results in fasting. Changing your mind. I want you to be hungry for fasting. You get hungry. As a church, as a people, I want us to see results through fasting. fasting, humble myself before God. I humble my soul before God. I come before Him to see great things in my life. To come to God. To seek God. In fasting, I said, I'm seeking God. He said, but Pastor, I need healing for my body. You can you seek God and not get healing for your body? Come on. Is that possible? It's not. As you begin to seek God in fasting, the healing comes. You add it as a tool. As you begin to seek God, you get clear instructions. Eating is trouble. All the time eating is trouble. No one says eating is bad. Nope, eating is good. Get us food for us to eat so that we can have strength. Fasting is good. Eating is good. Genesis chapter number 25. Are you there? Let's go down to verse number 29. And Jacob sought pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. Verse 30. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with the same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. So all that stood between Esau and birthright was food. There was Esau, there was birthright on that side, and there was food in between. And Esau said, behold, I am at this point to die. I'm at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. Like I said, that statement is not clear. It's an ambiguous statement. Make it clear. Swear to me this day. And he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils. And he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Something he could not see. Something big, something heavy. He lost it because of food. Now, if at that point he did nothing, like I'm telling you now, he did nothing. He refused to eat. Doing nothing. I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to take this stuff. I'm not going to take this stuff. I'd rather hold on to my birthright. I'd rather spend time with God. He will see I've had the birthright. He lost it because of food. Because we see the effect of his eating. So we say, we see the effect of his eating. I want you to look at this with me. We see the effect of his eating going down. What will not be the effect of his not eating? Come on. What will be the effect of his not eating? Because we complain and we say, boy, so you better have food. Da, 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 da. Okay, let us not eat. Because many a times we could be selling so much for food too. We could be giving out so much because of food. What have you lost in our lives because we ate? We must eat 3 complete meals. What have you lost? Say, me, I didn't say take my birthright. Come on now. You don't have to say it now. You don't have to say it now. You just don't want it anymore. This is a currency you can use to buy something. Nothing. Use nothing to buy great things. I'm telling you. I don't know. You got in there. Nothing. Just your fasting, your hunger is producing so much in your life. Your eating could put you in trouble. You see, Jesus was there too. The devil came to him. Guess what? Turn these stones to bread. If Jesus had done that, he would have lost a great deal of something. Lost the whole battle from there, from food. 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 Esau, food. Plunged the guy, lost everything. Come on, there's somebody else too, food put in trouble. It's not even good food though. Food, well, good food. Not plenty food like porridge. Evil. One fruit, mango. I just said mango, sorry, I'm joking. One fruit. Apple most likely. It says apple. It could not have been pineapple. If you love pineapple here, good, thick good. Those fruits you can just cut and eat directly. Suspect. Because she didn't peel it. She just plucked it like this. Sherry too. If you love Sherry, yes, catch yourself. I don't know. Sherry, is Agbalumo? What's that one? I know it's not Agbalumo. That one is not sweet. It has to be apple. Your apple is very sweet. Apple, one bite of apple. The whole human race. You didn't even finish it. As in, you didn't even need to eat 3 spoons. 1 spoon, finish. It's terrible. What have we lost because of food, our stomach, what we must take in? What have we lost? Think about it. This guy lost birthright. Eve threw the whole human race into darkness. Jesus stood against it. Nope. Not turning it. Not on it. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Said, I need to talk to my father. I need to hear my father. Food. He doesn't say we will not eat. He said we will not live by bread alone. He stopped. He said, stop there. The first thing he came is food again. You're hungry. Food. Give him food. Eat food. He doesn't say, yes, so it's true. Stone, turn to bread. Oh, lost. Food. He said, is there a battle there? Answer the question by yourself. See, is there a battle? Let me tell you, is there a battle? Battle. Devil's battle. Devil throws battle to you from different corners. I'm saying he's throwing to you almost virtually every day with food. Tomorrow is Monday. After the first Sunday of the month, we fast 3 days. Your battle, he just threw a battle to you. Will you fast tomorrow? Me, I cannot fast though. It's a trap. Why is it so complicated? Why are you complaining? I've trapped you. Now you are seeing trap. Instead of it to see blessing, you are seeing trap. Instead of it to see victory, you are seeing trap. Instead of it to see power, you are seeing trap. Instead of it to see breakthrough, you are seeing. But you pray for breakthrough. Just don't eat the next 3 days. Pastor has come to trap us. I've seen trap. Who is that? Devil. Eat. Just eat. Just with food. So if he ate and got into trouble, eating all the time might not just be a good thing. Because you eat, you take out time to say, Lord, you are more than food. You are more than this food I require for my body. You are more, I'm not going to pursue anything. I'm going to rather pursue you. I'm going to humble myself before you. I'm going to step down. That's what he said. He ate. If he had done nothing, not eating the food, not prepared the food, then he would have got some stuff. You see, we can get something from doing nothing. Only in fasting, it works. I'm not going to cook today. Guess what? And you are getting blessings. I'm not cooking today and I'm getting blessings. You cook, your food finishes. We joke about it sometime in the house. We say, when they see food going down, I say, I'm going to declare 1 week fasting now. Because you don't eat, the rice doesn't move. The bag of rice is just going, fiam, fiam, fiam. So we're going to start fasting now. Your time is saved. Money is saved. You know, it's Aboki, pull 2 indomie, pull 2 egg, cut the onions, pull pepper, carrots, amosh. It says 650. But you are fasting. 650 in your pocket? It's all good. And guess what? 650 in your pocket, and you are talking to God, and God is giving you breakthrough. You are getting something from nothing. Nothing. You are not doing anything. Come on. That power, you are getting something from nothing. Nothing. Literally nothing. Nothing. You are getting something. You are just not, you are not spending money. You are not spending time. You are going straight. No washing plates. You wake up in the morning, cook rice, call the pots are dirty, everything. You are rushing to work. But when you are fasting, everybody, say, are we cooking? Say, whoa, we are fasting. Okay, no problem. Just humble, you're quiet. All the shouting, running around, just quiet. We're just going. Your last part to move. Talking slowly. Your last part to move.
And then get in the spirit. In the spirit realm, you are getting a whole lot of something. When you fast in this realm, you feast in the other realm. Kolabasa. Fast in this realm, you feast there. You feast in the other realm. You can fast in this realm and feast in the other realm. So you want a feast? If you want a feast, fast. You want to feast in abundance, fast. If this guy fasted, just decided, I'm going to spend some time with the Lord, forget this food stuff. Come on. He would have the blessings from God on the other side. He would have had so much more. But he lost it just for... The painful thing, if you look at that, is like, if what by we are finished. This lady, this guy, one plate of food. By the evening, he was hungry. Hungry already again. So why wouldn't we just take one meal out of this thing? Let's take the morning out and fast. Hallelujah. Someone says, but I'm hungry. That is the idea. You're hungry. That is the idea. You get hungry. That is exactly the idea. You get hungry. You're not saying, as your body, listen to me, do this. This is a practical key in fasting. As I go to work, I'm fasting. So what do? I have to walk. As you are walking, and you're doing all stuff, and you feel that heavy, that weakness, and you're tired, and then you hear the rumbling in your stomach. At that moment, you tell yourself, why? Lord, all I need is you. All I want is you. Don't say, now that I'm hungry, means I should go and eat. No, the object is to be hungry so I can feast on the other side. So once you are hungry, use the hunger to pray. Turn it to prayer. Give it the reason why my body is dying. Because I could have food. I could have food or I could eat. But I'm not eating because I want you. I want you more than anything now. I know that if I get you, I can get everything. Get everything. So I've come to my senses. I've humbled myself in fasting. I'm going to stop. I'm coming for you. So as you are weak, you are hungry, you get tired. That is the point when the fasting just started working. That is the point when you are now actually communicating with your body. Are you still here? Most of the time, when people get to that point, that's when they say, no, I want to eat. It's not like somebody doing exercise. It's easy to do. Once you get to the point where it's not heavy and stressful, that's when the thing starts working. If you stop immediately, get to that point, you've not done anything. You say, Pastor, but I'm hungry. That's the idea. That's what you are going to. When you are hungry like that and you are walking, just going, you're doing your best, just and then you relax to hear from God. You relax to hear from God and you calm your spirit and you just want to hear from God. And you're just going about your activities and say, Lord, I really need you. I can't create this breakthrough. You know, you're passing for a breakthrough in your job, your business, your family, finance, anywhere. I can't create this breakthrough. I need you for this thing. I need you for my life. I'm praying, Lord, this month of April, I can't make it without you. I need you for my April. I need you to break through. And then I'm weak like this because I want to have you. I'm telling my body to join me. It's not just my mouth. It's not before mouth. This is not for body. It do me. Come on. I need you. It touches you there. And then say, Lord, I need you. You are saying that to him as you go. And then you should take out time and pray. You can just relax, sit down, and just pray and talk to God. This is not the time where you might be doing Shabaka. Oh God, nah, but no, this is not the time for that. Oh, this is the time to just talk to God. I love you, Jesus. Sweet Jesus. You could even just say, if you can't say sweet because tire, you just say, Jesus. If you can do like it and just say, Jesus, oh. Jesus, who? So just say that he knows. Don't worry. You don't need to speak too much English. Everybody, the spirit realm knows. Immediately you enter, the devil steps back. Come on. I said, immediately you enter, the devil steps back. He's looking at you. And when I mean step back, I mean steps back because he can't touch you at that point. But he can start to tell you, throwing food, burger. Hello, Precious, I don't buy two burger. I don't say, my own buy burger for you. Say, hey. Hey, you like burger. You look like burger. You say you don't eat burger. You know, say, hey, say, no, I'm not interested. Hey, devil say, oh, you don't lose. See, Boga, I lose here, but I gain there. I gain something from doing nothing. Just doing nothing. Just saying, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I want you. Jesus, you are my breakthrough. So you pray, Jesus, I love you. And just spend some time. And then, and you can, and the best thing, the sweetest thing, what you can do for yourself is go to the Word. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes. So start to hear His Word. He will speak to you, correcting you, speak to you, directing you. You start to talk to you. You hear clearly. Your body is calm. Your body don't have the energy to run up and down. In Matthew chapter number 6, go there quickly. The Bible says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst. Come on. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst. What happens to them? Be filled. Be filled. I'll give them stuff. You see. Okay, look at verse number. Can we? I want to do this quickly. Verse number 2. I'm going to read a long passage. Stay with me, please. Therefore, when thou dwellest thine arms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets. That, why? That they may have glory of men. He doesn't say nobody should know. He's saying they do it so that they go do that so that people will give them glory. But again, say, see what I'm doing. Can you join me do what I'm doing? Apostle Paul said somebody gave him so much gift, put it in the Bible, but everybody knows generation to generation know what a certain person gave to Apostle Paul. He didn't invalidate it. He just says, you know what this man has done. So we said to do this. For example, we're doing a back school project. They were saying, dude, let's do this. I'll put it up and put it out there. Well, I say, come on, see what we have done. Can you join me to do more? That's different. We're not singing for glory. We're saying we need partners. We need more people to partner with us to help us reach out to more children. Somebody comes say, a foundation comes and say, I'm going to partner with you. I give you $1 million every month. Man, I'm going to do some more great stuff now. So we need to know. But nobody knows. If nobody knows, then we can't help them. So we're doing that to get people to know, to get more partners, to join us, to let's do what we're doing. Now, in this case, they're doing it so they can get glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou givest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Giving. 5 now. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Jesus prayed several times. People saw him pray. He wasn't praying for them. Come on, Jesus. People saw Jesus pray several times. So don't, you have to understand that. They do it so that they can be seen of men. But that's not the reason why you pray. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And that thy Father which is in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth things that ye have need of before you ask him. But you still come and ask him. Let's just go quickly to verse number 14. Or rather, verse number 16. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their face, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. I mean, they can't sound trumpet for this one. But now they must. What's going on with you? Pastor. Even if you don't ask them, at least once you see their face, you just know. How can I do this? And nobody will know. No, they must know. Say they have their reward already. They must find a way to make people know. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy feet, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Again, an open reward. But in these things, I'll show you something quickly. He says, when you give, when you pray, when you fast. Say, I'm a giver. I'm even a liberal soul. I'm a giver. I give. Good. I pray. I pray. We were praying yesterday. Are you still in church?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're fasting tomorrow. Say, no, I don't feel that one. Come on. You are missing something now. Because it puts these three together. Fasting is important. You have to fast too. Say, but I pray. I'm a prayer warrior. You have to be a fasting warrior too. Because he said prayer. He would have said prayer so you can go. He said, no, when you fast too. So you fast too. You add fasting to it. You in this place of fasting, you're not doing anything. But you're getting so much. It rewards you openly. There's great reward for you. Hallelujah. I want to lead you into fasting, into a hunger for God that will bring about all the other things you require for your life. I'm hungry for God, but every other thing I require comes. In fasting, you're actually doing seeking first the kingdom. For real. Because in fasting, like I told you, you're not fasting to say, oh, God, give me car. No, you are coming to say this. Well, you must learn this, understand this. You're saying, I need so much stuff. I know I need so much stuff. In short, this is a breakthrough. I need healing for my body. I need so much stuff. But in fasting, you say, I come to humble myself before you. You are all I need. Speak to me. My body is yearning for you. My mind is fixed on you. I'm fasting. My mind can't rest anywhere. Where's my mind? My mind is on you. Everything is you. And then from him comes everything you require for your life. From him. The healing comes. And this time you did nothing for it. You get so much stuff. The breakthrough comes. Say, but Pastor, I've been praying. I've been working hard. I said fast too. Fast. Fast. Shabba kalama. Thank you, brother. Satan don't want you to fast. You too don't want to fast. Why? Come on. Why? If it's nothing, why? Why? Why won't you fast? If it's nothing, I just can't. What about if your I just can't is I just can't do what it takes to get my breakthrough? I just can't. And guess what? What separates you from your breakthrough? One plate of rice. You still feel like eating that plate of rice tomorrow morning? One plate of rice separates you. Come on. One plate of rice separates you from abundance of finances for 2022. Do you still want to eat that plate of rice tomorrow? You can't just do without it. See, all the promise of God, there are things that God wants to do. Your birthright of millions of abundance. Why wouldn't I miss it? Let millions go. I beg. Somebody cannot go and kill himself. I don't want to eat. Then later, you're not saying to all these people are cheating. They are cheating us. How come breakthroughs are happening in their lives? What's happening in my life? But you were eating. You forfeited it now. The man forfeited his birthright for one plate of food. There's so much God has for us in this month of April. There's so much God has for us in the year 2022. And you will not allow a plate of food to stop you. A plate of food just becomes the devil in physical form. Yes. See, I'm not talking about the devil stops you. Why? With a plate of food. It didn't stop you with one big giant rock in front of you. It stopped you with one plate of boiled rice, indomie inside. That's how it finished. It does stop you. My dear, I don't need to preach any further. Come on. Fullness of food stop you from entering into God's promise for your life. For what? There are many things you could even tell me about that I will understand. One plate, one small plate that you can match. When I say match the devil next time, it's under your feet. That you that have not been able to fast, carry bread. You match it, match bread. That's the devil. Let the food be under your feet. If the rice is hot, don't match it to burn your leg. But match it when it's cold. Go and get them. Take your plate, take your pot, put it down on the ground. Match your pot, match your plate. That's matching the devil under your feet. It's prophetic. Prophetic act to do tomorrow. Bring out all your plates in the morning. Match all of them. Then you are matching the devil. Because the devil could just be locking there. Can I show you something? It's not even in my notes, but let me show you. I don't want to do it, but one of the things that the Lord showed me years ago about fasting is from 1 Corinthians. Will you just take your Bibles there? Let me show you this. I didn't even plan. I was just like, but let me show you this. Food. The devil uses it as a great tool against us. I'm telling you. Great tool against us. Just food. We're looking for devil to bind. One plate of food in front of you. It could be there. Let me help you. Of you does it. I forget. After that one spoon, it's okay. Stop. Go and keep the food. Well, I said, but I forgot. So, since I've forgotten, let me. I've already taken one spoon. So, my, your finisher. Tomorrow I'll just start gang. Then you will not funnily. Since you now know you start tomorrow, that day, you know, it's, please, it's wrong. Please don't do this thing. Don't go home today, say I'm fasting tomorrow, and eat everything you see. Tomorrow morning, you will be punishing yourself. The hunger will be bad. Since we know we are going already the next 3 days, today, just start going down, small. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you one thing. You will not die. Did you hear what I said? Said if Esau did not eat that food, he would have died. I am telling you, science knows that he would not have died. He wouldn't have died. We have enough 40 days in the Bible. 21 days for 3 days for a normal believer is good. You hear what I said? Esther did 3 days. We have another 3 days, Bible. I'll show you that. I'll show them to you. Just make it on Wednesday so that I can continue on Wednesday. I can't do much. I'm already out of time. What I'm doing now, this next scripture is not in my notes. So just look at it with me. This is a personal revelation. It applies very well, but I didn't intend to share it. Let me explain to you like this. My own fasting, my own understanding of the danger of food is from here. Not of it. I'm showing you many scriptures. This is my own. This one. This one's finished for me. Food just in trouble. Look at it. In verse number 6 of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Now, these things were our examples. To the intent, we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Verse number 7. Neither be ye idolaters. Did you see that now? Neither be ye what? Idolaters. Idolaters is idol, Abi? Idols. Look at it. As we are some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither be ye idolaters. The people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Food. It was food that led them into trouble. He tied it to their, they sat down to eat and drink. They rose up with the energy of flesh and plead. Idolaters. They entered into trouble from eating. They ate. And it affected them. It affected their judgment. It affected what they want to do. So this constant fullness, have you seen this? Let me help you. I'm going to help you with another scripture in Ezekiel. Take your Bibles to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter number 16. Let's do this and then I'll leave you today. Ezekiel chapter number 16. Please go there quickly. I want to go now. Verse number 49. Are you there? If you've gone home, say amen. All right, stay with me. Look at it. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Sodom, Abi? We know Sodom? Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride. What did you see next there? He said it was iniquity. He was listing their iniquity now. Oh. Did you see there? He said pride was there. In the midst of pride, what did he have there? Fullness of bread was there. Abundance of what? Idleness was in her and in her daughter. Kalabo say. Do you people even like Bible? Only like this, I fall in love. It gives us clarity of light. We can't miss it. He said, this is the problem. This is the problem they had. They were proud. Then he said, they had fullness of bread. Someone say, if I can just have money, I'll just start serving God. Be careful. It's worse. Pride, fullness of bread. Then he said, idleness in abundance. Abundance of idleness. So when he listed their problems, he listed, well, come on. Fullness of bread. Alongside of pride. Somebody say, part of the problem he has is pride. After you saw pride, say, Pastor, I've successfully saw pride. Praise the Lord. Did you fast? Have you fasted this? Also, that one. It says the same level. They are sitting in the same bench. It's a trouble. Eating, doing over. In Noah, what did the Bible tell us? He said that in the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking, giving marriage, being married. They're just doing like that. They're just there. No more vision, no more purpose. Eating and drinking was not. Come on, are you still here? I'm about to go. I'm just trying to show you this key. It's not food, it has that thing. I'm drawing you away from saying no, I want to be with the Lord. It takes the place of God. So I want us to join in the next 3 days. You won't die. You won't die. We're not saying not eat forever. We're fast, taking some time out to say, God, you are all I need. If you want your breakthrough, you want to see more in your life, let us take some time out. Instead of pursuing the things, to pursue God. So the next 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we are pursuing God. In the morning, these 3 days, we'll be on live on Mixel. All members of World Pastor around the world will be joined live on Mixel. We're praying together in the morning. From 6:30 a.m., they'll announce again for you and give you the Mixel address. It's everywhere. We have the address everywhere. We'll be live on Mixel. So you join us on Mixel. We'll pray on Mixel together. Corporate. This corporate. I believe God. There, as we teach and share revelation on fasting, and as you join and we fast together corporately, breakthroughs with us. This year is our year of overcoming. We overcome within and we overcome without. And in fasting, we hear instructions from God that will lead to our breakthroughs. I believe God. This teaching, this time is strategic. So, join in this fast. Join us tomorrow morning. We'll pray for 30 minutes, 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. And we'll fast through the day. Somebody say, how long do we go? We don't prescribe how long to go. But just like David said concerning money, the same principle concerning fasting. I will not offer to the Lord something that costs me nothing. So if 9 o'clock, you say, I'm true. If it doesn't cost you anything, I beg, I know fit. You just want what's your offer. Offer to the Lord something that costs you something. So you go beyond where I'm getting hungry, I'm getting tired, I don't know, I'm weak, and all that stuff. As getting weak, you say, Lord, I need you. I'm weak in my body, but I'm crying, Lord, that I need you. In short, the reason why I'm weak in my body like this is to show to the spirit realm that I want you more than food. I need you more than my necessary food. I need you more than life. Your love is better than life. Let this life go. Let me have you. Then he will say, whoop. All right, can I bless this boy? I want you to open up your heart and join this fast the next few days. I believe that this will open our church to breakthroughs and miracles like never before. Hallelujah. Somebody blessed today?
Hallelujah. Come on, let's put our hands together for Pastor. Thank you so much, sir. Let's package our offerings. And then if you're giving your tithes, there's a slip inside the envelope. Let's do it to fill it appropriately. And if you're online, you're giving your offerings, the account details is just by our bio. Just scroll down, you see our bio, the account details, Zenith Bank. Use the account details to send in your offerings and tithe as well. So let us all be on our feet.